In late December, more than 24,000 Washington residents lost their federal unemployment benefits. That's because Congress allowed an emergency federal jobless program to expire. It was created in 2008 during the Great Recession. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna has the story of one Seattle researcher who's been struggling to find work since last spring.
43-year-old Aurelio Silvestroni was laid off last April from the University of Washington. He was doing research on brain diseases. A foundation grant funded his work. When the grant wasn't renewed, Silvestroni was let go. One of the first things he and his wife did was pull their 2-year-old son out of daycare. That has helped save some money, but it's also made it hard to spend time on his job search.
And with a 2-year-old, open the computer is difficult. He jump onto the computer, so it's difficult to have time. Because looking for a job requires time.
Silvestroni shared his story with Congresswoman Susan Delbene at a recent roundtable. Delbene is renewing the call to extend unemployment benefits for people like Silvestroni. Silvestroni says he's been looking for research work in universities. He's also tried the biotech industry, but there aren't many jobs, and so far he's been turned down. It's not lack of skills, but because his experience has been limited to universities. Silvestroni says it's been frustrating.
Research is research. It doesn't matter if it's a biotech company or academia.
Silvestroni is anxious to go back to work. There are bills to pay and children to support. In addition to his toddler, he has 2 children in Argentina from a previous marriage. Silvestroni says he's trying to stay optimistic about finding work soon, but he also worries that the longer time passes, the more difficult it's going to be to get a job. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.